Word of mouth.
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 Word of mouth. Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Teenagers, they are the tech-savviest among us, with their heads glued to their screens, posting stylized selfies on Instagram, and compulsively checking Facebook. Or are they? Cliff Watson challenged our conceptions about the digitally driven lives of teens. Teens aren't abandoning social, he writes in an article for Medium.com. They're just using the word correctly. Cliff Watson, welcome to the program.
Hi, Virginia. Thank you very much for having me.
Throughout last year, we heard so often that teens are abandoning Facebook. We also heard that rumors of the demise of Facebook have been greatly exaggerated. What's the story here?
It's funny. Teens are abandoning Facebook really fast. The Piper Jaffray study that I quoted in the article and kind of based that article around, they run that study every 6 months. And recently, their fall 2013 numbers came out, and Facebook continues to just tank with teens. Although with non-teens, with adults, it seems to be doing just fine.
Which I guess is the problem. You have two teenage girls who've left Facebook. Why have they left?
They don't need Facebook. Facebook is basically a site that people who are out of college use to keep up with friends from college or high school, family, just people who are at a distance. Teens don't need it. They're sitting next to each other in class every day. They're constantly texting each other from, 5 miles away and can get together and hang out at any time.
I guess the idea is that their parents and grandparents are also probably on Facebook, so it must be time to get out.
Well, that's certainly a factor in terms of just not wanting to be spied on 24 hours a day. Any more than they already are.
Well, the concern since the emergence of social media sites like Friendster, like MySpace, like Facebook, brought up a number of theories about the death of traditional friendship. There's much hand-wringing about kids no longer knowing how to socialize properly or speak to each other. They won't meet face-to-face. Is this indeed the social breakdown among teenagers? Or is it time to rethink the word social?
I think with the introduction of the telephone, I think that probably changed how we were socializing. Certainly with the introduction of mobile technology, that kind of shifted how we were being social. And now with smartphones and apps, they're just a new tool for keeping up with friends or falling in love or whatever it is. It's just another tool, not unlike any other technology that's been introduced over the last 2 centuries.
So, Cliff, you're not concerned about your teenage girls? You don't ask them to curb their screen time? You just think it's doing it differently?
I never said I wasn't concerned about my teenage girls. I'm kidding. It's all a balance. It's always been a balance. When it was just television, it was a balance. Don't sit in front of the TV for 8 hours. My own kids, they're great students. They're great kids. And they seem to find a balance fairly naturally. I've seen kids where that's not the case. And I just count myself lucky to not have to really worry about my own.
That's on the personal tip, but you work in advertising. Does the migration away from the social media tools like Facebook that we are accustomed to using or that the older demographic is accustomed to using concern you? There may not be ready opportunities for advertising and marketing on these new platforms and apps.
As an advertiser, what's concerning is our clients, and by our, I don't mean just my agency, it's just clients in general. Advertising budgets aren't growing, but the media where we can put advertising is growing exponentially. If you don't have a very good strategy and know exactly how to reach the people you need to reach and when to reach them and where to reach them, you can start to dilute your budget and not reach anybody.
We know that teens were pretty much the first to get on Facebook and pretty much the first to leave, as they did on MySpace before that. So they're on to the next thing. What is the next thing?
All the evidence points to services that are enhancing their actual kind of social life, their person-to-person social life. What has popped up as kind of the leading service right now is Instagram. And taking a cue from my own daughters and kind of doing a little subjective ethnographic research, if you will, with them, what I see is they're using Instagram as a way to say, hey, 2 hours ago we were at school and I was hanging out with you, but now 2 hours later, here's what I'm doing. This is what we're going to talk about at school tomorrow, too. So whether it's them hanging out with friends or taking a selfie in their room or showing what they're having for dinner, it becomes the topic of conversation for the next day when they're actually back in class, back in the hallways, hanging out before school.
You mentioned Instagram. Facebook was really also hot on this other platform called Snapchat, and I've also heard about Kick. What do those offer?
Snapchat is every parent's worst nightmare. It allows you to take pictures and videos and send them to friends. Each message has a set time that the viewer can see it, can watch it, and then once that time is up, so is that message, and poof, it's gone. So that's Snapchat. Kick has died off in my household, although its numbers seem to say that it's not dying in general. And it's basically just a text messaging service that isn't based on cellular, as opposed to being AT&T's texting service. It's just an app that allows you to text between friends, and that allows you to kind of text offline. It's hard to monitor that as a parent in terms of being able to go to the AT&T site and say, like, oh, look, you've had 500 texts in the last 12 hours. Now I go to the AT&T site as a parent, and you've had 4 texts, and they're all for me. What happened? Well, what's happening is they're getting on Kick and texting one another kind of under the radar.
Cliff Watson, writer, senior copywriter, and brand strategist at Bailey Lauerman, an advertising firm. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Virginia.
And your highly scientific ethnographic research on your own daughters.
Which will continue at least for a few more years.
You can read Cliff's article, Teens Aren't Abandoning Social, They're Just Using the Word Correctly. It's posted on our Facebook page. Yep, we moldy old prunes are still on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio. And if you'd like to go real old school, you can find it on our website, wordofmouthradio.org, or on Twitter, @wordofmouth.